Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Boesberger. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cane. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sugar Cane. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gene Hassan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hassan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hassan juggles the ball. That's an error on Hassan. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross throws to second for one, and Lodigiani throws to first, and Hassan drops the ball. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani misplays the ball. That's an error on Lodigiani. Owen scores. Sewell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Finney, who is chasing the ball. Krivic reaches third base with a triple. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbacher hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Ambler reaches second base with a double. Hayes goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross bunts towards the mound. Kane juggles the ball. That's an error on Kane. Ambler moves to third. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Ross moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ambler scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ross moves to third. Finney moves to second. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Hassan reaches third base with a triple. Ross scores. Finney scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Athletics. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hassan scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Athletics. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off Lodigiani. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quell takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ambler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-0 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Finney strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Werber moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Owen applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbacher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Steinbacher reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbacher scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hassan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lodigiani hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hassan trying to get to third. Steinbacher throws the ball into Owen, who tags Hassan for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ambler hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney is called out on strikes. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-3 in the game. Berger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Moses moves to third. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hassan takes first base on ball 4. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ambler hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Owen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.